An award-winning East Coast singer-songwriter is reflecting on the anniversary of one of the deadliest maritime disasters in history. On this day in 1912, Titanic struck an iceberg and sank in the cold Atlantic waters about 1,300 kilometers east of Halifax. 1,500 souls perished. The Titanic band played music on the deck while the ship was sinking. PEI's Lenny Gallant is inspired by the courage of the musicians, and his song, The Band's Still Playing, is one of his biggest hits.
I think the idea all these musicians who determined to continue playing as Titanic was sinking to hopefully just calm people down. And I don't know, maybe also make a statement that music will always live on.
But Gallant says the lyrics evolved and the song became symbolic with a broader meaning.
And what I do is I use the Titanic as a bit of a metaphor for what's happening with the planet Earth. And the fact that, despite the fact we are in trouble and it looks like the Earth may have struck an iceberg in a way in terms of our climate, people just keep on dancing, keep on playing, and many people aren't really taking it very seriously and understand the situation that we're in. To the point that I have people singing along to the chorus about where we're headed. So it's kind of an ironic presentation when I sing the song.
Gallant applauds the musicians who focus on modern news, whether it's a tragedy or a feel-good story.
And what I do is I use the Titanic as a bit of a metaphor for what's happening with the planet Earth, and the fact that, despite the fact we are in trouble, and it looks like the Earth may have struck an iceberg in a way in terms of our climate. People just keep on dancing, keep on playing, and many people aren't really taking it very seriously and understand the situation that we're in. To the point that I have people singing along to the chorus about where we're headed. So it's kind of an ironic presentation when I sing the song.
Ships from Nova Scotia recovered more than 200 victims. Several people who perished are buried in Halifax cemeteries. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.